In our next segment, we talked to two members of PAWS about the recent hearing in Albany County to expand restrictions on the use of styrofoam at restaurants.
Co-facilitators of People of Albany United for Safe Energy. Earlier this week, there was a hearing at the Albany County Legislature about expanding restrictions on polystyrene, styrofoam, here in Albany County. What is the existing rules on polystyrene, and what's the expansion trying to do?
Okay, so this is Sandy talking, and back in 2012, the county passed legislation covering chain stores, food service eateries, and banning them from serving their food or drink on polystyrene, otherwise known to most people as styrofoam. And since then, we've been trying to get a passage of a bill that covers all eateries, all restaurants, for their food and drink here in Albany.
So what are some of the problems that you see with styrofoam?
Problems with styrofoam is that it's a toxic, and when there's oily or hot foods that go into the styrofoam, the toxins leak into the food, and then we're essentially eating toxins as we're eating our leftovers that were so conveniently given to us in our styrofoam containers. It also doesn't, it can't be recycled because it's 95% air, and it just is not cost effective, and nobody does it because it doesn't make any money to do that, and it stays around forever. It breaks down into teeny tiny little particles that get into our entire food chain and our oceans, and it's really, really bad for the environment, and it's not a product that needs to be. There are plenty of other alternatives that are environmentally friendly and not as toxic, and there's no reason why we should still be using styrofoam.
Now, I know that this bill had come up earlier this year and almost passed, but was narrowly defeated. What were some of the concerns or objections to why it was defeated previously?
Most of the objections I've heard are due to small moms and pops restaurants not being able to afford the extra expenditure. But we have plenty of restaurants that are small that feel that it is actually a promotional advantage to being green. People are very conscious about being green these days. So there are plenty of small restaurants, small mom and pops, who do this voluntarily and do not feel that it is a vulnerability to their bottom line.
Have we seen any evidence that the industry has weighed in on this issue?
Yes, the DART Plastics comes to, which is a large plastics company out in Michigan, sends their lobbyists to every Albany County public hearing and legislative meeting anytime this comes up. So we're fighting them. The thing that is promising this time around is that recently Albany County defeated a recycling initiative, so that Albany County recognizes that there is no economically way, just as Diana said, no economically way to recycle the styrofoam. And so there's nowhere to go at this point. And so we're feeling optimistic about its passage.
Now, can you maybe talk a little bit about the dynamics of the county legislature? Is this a Democrat versus a Republican? Is this urban versus suburban? You know, is there any particular trends that we see among who supports and who opposes it?
It's typically that more liberal legislatures support it and more conservative people don't support it. There's a rumor or a wives' tale that it will cost the restaurants money, and it won't. And the Republican side tends to be more conservative, and they want to represent their constituents in that way. But there also, somebody at the last meeting, also one of the plastics guys, said something about some jobs that might be lost in upper, I don't know if it was the Adirondacks or Saratoga, that there might be a styrofoam company manufacturer or something up north somewhere. And I personally have no sympathy for the loss of styrofoam jobs, because, or any jobs that are in the fossil fuel industry, because there are so many more jobs that can be made in all of the new opportunities in green energy. And like I said at the meeting when I spoke, the federal government just legalized hemp, and hemp is an incredible environmentally safe, friendly, and very versatile material that can be used to replace styrofoam. And so there's tons of jobs and tons of research, and there's just tons of opportunity.
Yeah, I was just reading today, I believe somebody was saying that the actual initial American Constitution was written on hemp. So, you know, given that this bill was defeated just, I don't know, what, less than 6 months ago, so why is there any optimism that this time will be different?
Well, like I said, New York City has found that recycling is not economically feasible. There are many other big cities and some towns here in New York that have also determined that it's not economically feasible to recycle the styrofoam. So there's really no place to go with this other than we can't throw it out. We can't have it end up in our landfills. And this is really the only way to go. It just takes some of the legislators more time than others to realize that what the right thing to do is.
What are some of the other groups besides PAWS that are working on this issue at this point?
I know that the League of Women Voters spoke, Sierra Club, NYPIRG. Who are some of the other groups?
I heard that Judith Thanks showed up.
She did show up.
For former EPA regional administrator.
And she did a very, very lovely visual of styrofoam and how it's not a good thing to have in our landfills.
I should disclose that I am married to Judith, but I remember early in our relationship we used to spend time together picketing out in front of McDonald's on Washington Avenue back in the early 80s on styrofoam. So good to see she's kept up with this issue. So if people are listening, they wanted to get involved, or who are some of the legislators they might want to talk to, and how can people get more informed about this issue if they want more information?
Well, you can write to me personally, Sandy, and I'm at sstub@gmail.com. You can also look at our website, the PAWS website, which is pausenergy.org, and we can send you a list of legislators and how to find out who your county legislator is, because many people do not know their county legislator. So if you don't know, please go to the Albany County Board of Elections and click on the vote insignia, and then enter the information into the memo and find out your legislator, write him her or her, call him or her, and let's get this thing done.
We only have about 2 minutes left. I do know that I believe on September 8th at the Jazz Festival in Albany down the Cornyn Park Preserve, you guys are trying to do a zero waste event. What's that all about, and how can people volunteer on that one?
We are working with the City of Albany to start working on events to get the landfill to not have as much trash given to it. I'm not saying that right. But we're going to be working. We've got three different stations, and we need zero waste ambassadors. There'll be T-shirts, and what we need people to do is come and sign up for a shift and just help educate people on what is compostable, what is recyclable, and what is going to the landfill, so that people can learn how to do that in their homes, and we can reduce our trash, because we just produce way too much trash in this country and in this world, and we've got to stop doing that. So this is to help people be mindful of where their trash is going and how much of it is going into the landfill and how much we can stop from going into the landfill.
And what do you hope to see the end result of the zero waste effort?
We're hoping that we'll be able to get Albany to do zero waste events throughout the whole year, and we also want to be able to have Albany initiate a more aggressive composting program in the City of Albany so that we can get the organics out of the waste stream. And we also need to relook at the single stream recycling, because that's not working. It's contaminating our waste, and China's not taking it anymore, and it's going to cost us more money to get rid of our garbage, so we just need to stop making it.
So we've been talking with Sandy Steuben and Diana Wright, co-facilitators of the PAWS, People of Albany United for Safe Energy. In the last 20 seconds, people want more information about PAWS, Get Active. How do they do that?
Well, I'm going to repeat our website. It's pausenergy.org, P-A-U-S-E, nergy.org. Please come. We meet every Thursday evening at the fourth Thursday of every month at Citizen Action 94 Central. Start time 5:30. We'd love to see you.
And this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.
That was Sandy Steubing and Diana Wright talking about the efforts to curtail styrofoam in Albany County.